maybe a gentle way to get into a Monday morning. I'm Beth Ann Toz-Koslovich, and welcome to The Conversation.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning, Chris Vandercook.
Coming to the end of a fairly important public comment period, yeah?
That is true, and one that we're going to talk about this morning. Now, you may remember that this fall, the U.S. Department of the Interior released a proposal to reestablish a government-to-government relationship between Native Hawaiians and the U.S. It's been the subject of confusion with the Na'iopuni Hawaiian self-governance election. Imoa Hawaii Board President Kaylee Lopez says the two issues are totally separate, although there is a relationship between them. The often repeated refrain is that the proposed DOI rule would give Native Hawaiians a seat at the table and power to their voices. The comment period on that proposal, as Chris mentioned, is quickly approaching. It's December 30th, and Kaylee Lopez joins us now. Thank you so much for being here.
Aloha, Beth Ann. Thank you for having me here.
The idea that these two distinct issues have been conflated and look as if, you know, one becomes the pass-through for the other has been the subject of a lot of our conversation over the last couple of months to try to take it apart. But what do you think has been the sticking point in understanding that one doesn't necessarily preclude or advance the other?
Well, I think partly it's the fact that they're both happening at the same time makes it a little bit difficult. And the reality is, if the federal rules are adopted and Na'iopuni convenes and develops a constitution, and as part of that constitution, if the government then comes together with the constitution and says, let's actually work towards federal recognition, that governing body then can use the rules that get adopted to then go to the Secretary of the Interior and say, we have gotten ratification, we have a large number of or broad-based support, we'd like federal recognition. So I think where they're intersected is, in fact, the degree to which the federal rules, if adopted, is an avenue for the Hawaiian government.
Because whatever. There would have to be a government to have a government-to-government relationship.
Absolutely. And that's what we've been lacking.
But doesn't necessarily happen to be, or doesn't have to be, this one.
Right. I think the other thing that's confusing for people is much of the time the conversation is around federal recognition for Native Hawaiians. And the reality is Congress has, in fact, recognized Native Hawaiians as the indigenous people of Hawaii through the Hawaiian Homes Commission Act, through many different acts related to about 150 of them. So Native Hawaiians are, in fact, recognized as many other indigenous peoples of the United States. The only thing where there's disparity is that there is no government-to-government relationship because, as you said, there's no government. That's where Na'iopuni would come in and be able to, through that process, or if not Na'iopuni, whatever the future process is for developing a Native Hawaiian government.
But the point seems to be...
You do need both if you want federal recognition.
But your point seems to be that regardless of what would happen with Na'iopuni right now, that without having a precedent, without having a rule to fall back on, 5 or 10 years from now, then this process would have to begin again. And then, according to all of you, that might be dicey, given that we don't know where an administration might be then. But clearly, you know where it is now.
Exactly. And that is our point. Our point is to really take advantage of the opportunity that's in front of us and keep that doorway open for the future. I think what also was confusing when the Department of Interior was here last time was that many of the people who submitted comments in opposition, it sounded like they actually thought we were going to be getting federal recognition as soon as the Department of Interior said yes, when in fact this rule has come out now. In fact, I think it was very responsive to many of the comments that people provided. And once the rule is adopted, it actually is just that. It's a framework for Native Hawaiian government that can sit on a shelf until such time that Native Hawaiians come together and say, yes, federal recognition is what we want. So that means we could, as a group, say 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, say to the secretary, can you pull down that rule that was adopted by the Obama administration? We'd like to, in fact, seek federal recognition. You're right. If that doesn't happen during this administration, the likelihood of ever getting a rule passed is very slim to none. And my issue for anyone, no matter what your position is on independence or whatever, why would you want to close the door for your people? Why would you want to not have options available for the future?
So why do you think there is this sort of splintering of the Hawaiian community, which is really just communities? We can't even look at it as with a capital C, because there are so many various perspectives that we heard that came out of those DOI hearings from last year.
I can't say. I wouldn't want to presume to know why those who are opposed to it. For some, and I'll go to what we heard when the Akaka bill was forefront. And for some, it didn't go far enough. So there are those who want there to be land claims. They want to see that there's an absolute securing of those assets for Native Hawaiians. And then there are those who wonder what is it, there are those who fear what it would mean for Native Hawaiians to in fact have the independence. for those, whether it's the Grassroots Institute folks in particular, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have a sense of what they're thinking as to why they wouldn't want to have this as an option. I guess for me, it's really difficult to understand why one wouldn't want to keep the options open for our people.
That option, though, comes with a fairly high threshold of 50,000 people. That's a pretty significant amount.
Yes, it is. So the Department of Interior rules does say if a Hawaiian government comes to the Secretary of the Interior and says, we have broad support, and this broad support is in favor of federal recognition, the Secretary can look at those numbers and feel very confident that it is broad-based and many of the Native Hawaiian people, in fact, do want it. And for some, that's too high. I think from our perspective, we want folks to be confident. We do want broad support. We don't want a minority of our community to force federal recognition on the broader group. So 50,000 is high. And at the same time, I think it's achievable. Why wouldn't we want that kind of broad support in order to move forward with federal recognition? If we can't get the 50,000, then we're not ready.
And that gives you your answer right there. All right, we're going to leave it there for the moment and see what happens as December 30th comes not too far from now. Anybody who wants to make a comment, we'll have all that posted so that they'll be able to do that. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Kaitlee Lopez is Imua Hawaii's board president. As we just mentioned, those comments are due by December 30th on the proposal to reestablish a Native Hawaiian government-to-government relationship with the U.S. Also, we have a link to the Department of Interior's video about it on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.